We've certainly heard a lot about the upcoming American election. It seems to go on forever. But today we might finally start to see something interesting, apart from Donald Trump. The important Iowa caucus is currently underway, where nominees from both the Republican and Democratic Party begin to firm up. So will Donald Trump consolidate his power? And on the other side, will Iowa choose Hillary or feel the burn, as in Bernie Sanders? Joining us in the studio is Elijah Perrier from the 2SER show The Gristle, which you can catch on Friday nights, and a noted US politics nerd. Good morning, Elijah. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. I'm very well, very well.
So tell us, what is the significance of what's happening in Iowa at the moment?
Yeah, right. Just a very quick rundown for yourself and maybe listeners that aren't political nerds. So what's happening now at the Iowa caucuses is part of this process where each of the parties selects their candidate for president. Later on in the year, they have a national convention, and the delegates from the convention come from each of the states, and each state runs either a process to select the delegates called either a primary, which is like a formal process, usually run by the state electoral commissions, or a caucus, and the caucus is run by the political parties themselves. Iowa is important because it's the first caucus in 2016.
So the first cab off the rank.
It is. And as we're chatting off air, What makes Iowa interesting is they have a slightly unusual process. And I won't go into the nitty-gritty, but basically they have a whole bunch of precincts, around 1,700 of them. Then they have a second layer, which is like of counties. Third layer is like a state level. And what happens is each party has a different way of trying to pick its candidates. Mm-hmm. And so the GOP, you know, they like doing things in secret. So they still have a secret ballot. So people who are GOP members or people who register saying that they are voters for the GOP get in a room and vote for one of their candidates, you know, your Trumps, your Cruises. But the interesting stuff is what happens with the Dems, because it's basically like a blue light disco where around the state people gather into halls and meeting rooms, which are into meetings run by party officials. And what happens is they all have to separate into areas in these rooms based on who they support: Bernie Sanders, Clinton, and so on. And if your little group has less than 15% of the number of people there, then someone comes and herds you out, and people try to the other groups start to vie for your love.
It's like a popularity contest.
It is indeed. So if you're not feeling the love and you're feeling a bit lonely tonight in Iowa, get down to a caucus meeting. People are going to love you for one night only.
Yeah, press the flesh. And I'm doing a bit of reading about it. And what I'm noticing, both from Trump and from Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, they're imploring people to get out there and actually vote, because it's not it's not compulsory in America to vote. So how much work needs to be done by the candidates to actually force people to go out and encourage people to go out and actually vote and get involved?
Oh, look, it is huge, and that's a major difference between politics in this country and the US. Political parties spend a lot of their time and energy having to get out the vote, let alone try and persuade people. Indeed. So they'll hire buses, they'll use every trick under the sun, have a barbecue. Bernie Sanders had vampire weekends play at a huge conference, a huge rally the other day. So, yeah, it's very, very crucial.
Let's talk about the Republicans. Now, obviously, Donald Trump is getting a lot of attention, but there's eight other people who are trying to be president from that party. Like, when are we going to start to see them sort of fall away a bit?
Oh, look, I think mentally a lot of them have already fallen away, but in a physical sense, so we've got Donald Trump, we've got Ted Cruz, Texas Republican, Mark Rubio, Florida Senator, we've got Jeb Bush, who was his mentor and he was a former governor, Carly Fiorina, she ran Hewlett-Packard somewhat into the ground, and Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, Huckabee, governor of Arkansas, Kasich, governor of Idaho, and Sticky Ricky Santorum. Okay. Now, some of these will drop out of the race. The favourites, of course, are Trump and Cruz. Interesting thing about Iowa for people out there is, so this is a state in the north, in the middle of the US, in the north. It's known for corn and wind these days. Now, the north of the state, there's a lot of evangelical, so very, very, you know, very, very Christian, very conservative. South of the state, less so, and then there are the urban populations. So Ted Cruz, he's going for the evangelicals.
Yep.
He's on a mission from God. Trump's on a mission from himself.
Yeah.
And the Dems are really going to be pitching to the urban centres.
Okay, so what do you think, looking at the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders is surprising a lot of people that he's doing so well, I guess, across the country in terms of polls and stuff.
Indeed, indeed. Bernie Sanders, also known as Larry David, is doing better than expected. One Clinton operative put it well, I think, I know they're somewhat biased, but said Sanders is drinking from the fire hose, which is that there's a lot of support, but he doesn't have a very good ground game. Clinton's been in Iowa for several years now, so she was the first Dem to really set up a proper ground game. That's where they set up the operatives all throughout the state. So it'll be interesting to see whether that investment pays off.
And one final question, Larger. Any kind of predictions you want to throw out there? Who do you think will do well in Iowa?
Oh, look, I'm a bit of a stats nerd, so I tend to follow the stats on a website called 538, run by Nate Silver. He's a bit of a leading stats guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump will narrowly edge in. I think Clinton has the edge, mainly because of her ground game.
All right. Excellent. And the other side?
Trump and Cruz. I mean, I think Trump has been trying to court the evangelicals. He's been basically doing the Saint...
In the church.
Well, yeah, he's been using the line for Saint Augustine, Lord, forgive me for my sins, but not just yet. So if that works, then I think Trump will just get over the line.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Elijah. We'll obviously keep updating us as this election evolves throughout the year. I will catch you next time. Catch the gristle on Friday nights right here on 2SER 107.3.